Today we'll be looking at Mark chapter 3, starting in verse 31. This section is titled, Jesus' Mothers and Brothers. Verse 31. His mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. A multitude was sitting around him, and they told him, Behold, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside looking for you. He answered them, Who are my mother and my brothers? Looking around at those who sat around him, he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whosoever does the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. So we have Jesus here, obviously inside, speaking to a group of people. It looks like it was probably a pretty good-sized group. And his mother and his brothers and sisters come up, and there apparently was no room for them to come in. So that's the scene where this dialogue takes place. And the people told him, Jesus, that your mothers and your brothers and your sisters are outside looking for you. And so Jesus responds in a way that I'm sure was totally unexpected, but he used this opportunity as a time where he could teach those that were with him, including his disciples, what he was thinking about as far as who was his family. And he says, Who are my mother and my brothers? Obviously, people knew physically who his mothers and brothers were. They were standing outside and looking around. So Jesus obviously made an obvious gesture to look at everybody and said, Behold, my brothers, my mother and my brothers. And then he puts the thing in that is the message that we take today. For whoever does the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. So we see here Jesus introducing a new idea of what it was like to be related to God. Jesus was God's son, and Jesus here points to us, well, the believers, but to us implying that we are the brothers and sisters in his family. So Jesus is bringing out a new concept of what it was like to be related to God. We have God as Father, and that's the way that Jesus always referred to him, as the Father. And we have, though, Jesus being God, being related to us as brothers and sisters. So he has given us a place of honor in the kingdom by relating to us as brothers and sisters. We're in a family relationship with Jesus and with God the Father, and Jesus is introducing that idea here. Nowadays, we take it for granted, and we talk about the family of God, and we know that the church is part of that family. The idea of us all as fellow believers being family is very ingrained in us at this point. But as Jesus is introducing that idea here, the disciples are beginning to understand better how God is going to be relating to the believers. And the Jewish tradition, you know, sees God as Father, but still separate and holy. And if we look at other religious beliefs, God is quite distinct and separate from people and has a very structured relationship, or distant relationship in most cases, where it is not the image of the loving Father. It is more the image of the righteous ruler that is the king of the domain and the king of the universe kind of view here. But Jesus is bringing that down into a much different situation where he's looking at us as brothers and sisters. So I imagine that the people that were sitting there would be very amazed. They physically knew Jesus and his family, apparently, so they knew who the brothers and sisters were. But now Jesus is making this inclusive statement that was not as obvious to them as it is to us now. In hindsight, we can see, oh yes, this is Jesus demonstrating that we as believers are his brothers and sisters. But this is where the teaching is beginning to unfold. And he uses this very concrete example on him as a metaphor that his family was standing there, that they had, you know, they knew what family was. The people in the multitude knew what family meant. And Jesus is saying, you're my family. You're my brothers, you're my sisters. And then he gives a definition of how that relationship comes into existence. For whoever does the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and mother. So we have this new dimension that in Christianity that we have of being in fellowship and in family with Jesus and with God in a loving relationship. So when we have this, when we think of God, we don't think of him as necessarily just, certainly not just righteous ruler, but we also think of him as loving Father. We think of Jesus not just as Lord, but also as brother. So we have this concept of togetherness, of relationship, that is different than many other faiths have about how they're related to God. So it's a blessing to us. I think it's comforting for us to think that God loves us that enough to be part of his family. We have love for people in the world, but usually we have a special relationship with our family that's even different from just the general love of people. It's a specific love of individuals. So we can relate to that idea as being family, and it's a comfortable relationship as Jesus describes it. I think that that's the lesson that Jesus is introducing here as he's unfolding his teaching, that God is our Father, but God is a loving Father. Jesus is our Lord, but he is our brother as well. This idea of kinship in the family carries on today. We're not just related to Jesus, we're related to each other as well, because now we are brothers and sisters as believers, and that gives us a special relationship different from just, you know, every other person in the world. Our brothers and sisters have a different and closer relationship. So we have this close relationship, and that describes how we should be interacting with each other as well, as we are part of this family together as the body of Christ, but also brothers and sisters in the family. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this bond of love that comes from you. It originated with you. You loved us first, for we loved you. And we thank you for the love that sent Jesus. We thank you for the love that made him our Savior. And we thank you for the love that we can step into as we accept him as Lord and Savior. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters that are around us who have also come to that knowledge of Jesus as Lord. And we thank you that you have given us a bond of not a duty, but a bond of love as we look to each other and we work with each other here in this world. So we thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for being part of the family. We ask that you would be with us all as your family. May we be working together for your will here in this place. Your will would be done in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We are family, the family of God, brothers and sisters, kin to our blood, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are family, family of God. Jesus said, you are my brothers, you are my sisters and my mother, and we believe him for what he says. We are his family, the family of God, children together, each in his way, loving the Father, Son, and each other. May we rejoice in the praise that we sing to the Lord, as we are family, the family of God. As we are family, the family of God.